This is the Lightning Strike. Tonight is October 26th, 2005.
Hey everybody, it's Jay here.
Yes, and this is Joel once again. And tonight, the Lightning of Tampa Bay play the Devils of New Jersey. And it was a most extraordinary game. What do you think, Jay?
It was nice. They rocked them, but... We don't want to talk about that yet.
Yeah, who rocked who? We don't know yet.
It was just a rocking game in general. It was great.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. There was a lot of goals. There's like 9 goals in the whole game. But I want to go over a few keys to the game real quick here. I got 30 seconds to do this. Coming into the game, the Devils were 4-4 with 8 points. The Lightning are 4-3 with 10 points. Tampa Bay has 24 goals for, 21 goals against. The Devils have 25 goals for and 28 goals against, so they give up about 7 more goals. Penalty kill coming in, Tampa Bay is number one in the league with 95.7% efficiency. That means they're killing off the penalty 95.7% of the time, and they only allowed 2 goals the entire season on the power play against them. And the Devils are number 8, which still isn't too bad. They're 86% and allowing 7 goals. And also, I did want to mention the Lightning did finish the game still in number one position on the penalty kill. And also, one other thing real quick here. The Lightning on the power play, they're 29th in the league, almost last with 9.6% efficiency. They've only scored 6 goals on the power play. And the Devils are 7th at 19.2, and they're scoring 10 goals.
But I think that whole little statistic is going to change after tonight's game.
Definitely. I think the Lightning scored a few power play goals tonight. I know they did. 2 or 3, actually. So, What do you think? What happened in the first there, Jay? What's going on?
First period, man, they had some solid forechecking going on. They were all offense and all about it. They were loving the offense tonight in the first period. They were looking great. Martin St. Louis busted out 34 seconds into the game. Freaking first goal. And then, of course,
he scored, man. That was huge. That was like 34 seconds into the game. I had to rush to the TV, and I just finished pouring my beer, and I like sit down in front, and I was going to rewind it to watch the face-off again because I never can miss this face-off on my DVR from Bright House Networks. So I was just about to rewind it, and all of a sudden St. Louis like rips it, man, and like he got assisted from Modine and Richards as well. So that was St. Louis' third goal, right?
Yeah, he's looking a lot better. You know, we were saying last time that he was kind of like just hanging in the back and not doing much, but now he's looking a lot better. He's like up there. He's all over the place. You can kind of see him. I mean, he was like that before, but he wasn't scoring. Now he's scoring on top of it. So he's the whole package again.
I know you put the pressure on him, man. You're all like, yeah, he's not himself, and
I willed it to him. I used ESP.
That was awesome, man. And then shortly thereafter, we came back again, and Modine scored his 5th goal of the year from Brad Richards and St. Louis. And
Modine again.
And he got – that's his 2nd point on the night for St. Louis. And Modine had a little breakaway there. That was, like, one of the best moves. He, like, deked him right in front. He's Deacon Brodeur, man. So that was pretty crazy, man. And – We go into the second period leading 2-0, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Second period was a whole different story, though. It's like, I don't know, like maybe we were trying to change up things or something, but second period we weren't playing offense anymore. We were just playing all defense. Like,
I noticed that too.
It was like we were letting them catch up or something.
Yeah,
we
they
were
came
toying
back
with them. We're dangling dangling the cat in front of the freaking
the
line.
Dangler. They got the Dangler device. And by the way, tonight I had $5 to my name. I don't get paid till tomorrow. And just a quick note here. Usually I'll buy like a 6-pack or something, but I had to go to the 7-Eleven and get 2 24-ounce beers. And I had a little leftover wine, so I'm drinking like the Bud Light and the Ice House tonight. So. I'm a little shaky,
And I'm straight edge. I eat yogurt and I take hair tests, hair drug tests.
Yeah, Jay had this urine test for his occupation, future occupation, and they said his urine was diluted And they're sending him a kit tomorrow, and he's trying to figure out a way to do the hair test now. So it's kind of unfortunate. So hopefully, be opportunistic, man. You gotta pull through, man. It'll be fine.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything, let me know.
Yeah, let us know, and that's a good time to mention. Any comments about our cast here? The email address is Joel, J-O-E-L, at MailZeta, M-A-I-L-Z-E-T-A, .com. And, you know, it'd be great to hear from you. We almost have 100 subscribers now. I know we have over 100 downloads on Podomatic and on iTunes. Is reaching pretty close to 100 subscribers, and it's great to see, man. You know, I know there's a lot of other podcasts out there, but, you know, I don't think there's too many Lightning podcasts, but, you know, there are a lot of listeners in the area. I know there is, so it'd be great to hear some feedback.
Lightning, strike! Strike! And they did tonight.
Hell yeah, they did. They struck something fierce, and it's actually cold here, too, man. We just had the hurricane go through, and it's pretty cold here.
It's beautiful. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's like 45 here, and, you know, for Florida, 45 at night, man, it's a beautiful thing. All right, so we go into third, tied 2-2. What happened early in the third there? I think they scored again, didn't they? They went up.
Who?
The devil.
The devil is all over the place in the second period. That was their period, and that was their last little time to shine, actually. Well, not one of the last, but...
the devil is shining.
I guess, you know, Brown, Malakoff, whatever, blah, 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 they get two goals, and that's the end of the second period. We suck.
Yeah, I like Malakoff. Malakoff sounds like a devil name, you know. He's like Malachi, Malakoff.
They are. They're evil devils. But that we put an end to them. We brought out our halo, and we took them straight
sacrilegious halo.
We took them straight to heaven. Took them devils to heaven. We made saints out of them.
but they did score earlier in the third, man. Breland scored right away, so they went up 3-2, and I was like, all right, you know, they scored like 30 seconds into the third, I think. But then coming back the other way, we got a power play, and Prosful, man, he scored like almost the exact same goal as he did like last week, like where there was a deflection, he was like hanging behind the net, and he just ripped it right over Brodeur's head, and he got an assist from... LeCavier and Kabina, and that was LeCavier's first point of the night, but he did score later. But what did you think of that goal? Remember that goal where he just ripped it over his head, man?
It was pretty nice. We tied it up, and then from then on, we pretty much never looked back because freaking Dave Anderchuk, he threw.
Big Dave,
he really
man.
He like, you know, he's the captain. He should step up at certain times like that. Martin Brodeur, you know, he's a good goalie. But I'm gonna do an impression of him.
Yeah, he got hurt, man. He got taken out. We took him out. And Jay was saying earlier before we did our cast here, we were just kind of talking a little bit before, and he's like, "Yeah, I think he might have been faking it. He just wanted to get out of there because he was so embarrassed of you know."
Yeah,
the league.
I think he was scared. He's flopping around a lot, and then like all of a sudden he's like, "Oh man, it's about to be 5-on-3 here." And I know I'm gonna give up a goal. I can just feel it in my blood. Maybe I'll get a fresh man out here on the ice. And yeah, you know, that didn't work.
He went out. You're right. He went out right before there was a 5-on-3 against him. And
I'll feel so bad if he like ends up like he has like some major growing pull problem injury. You know, whatever.
Yeah, he's pretty old, but I don't know, man. What I saw from the Devils tonight, like compared to Ottawa, like Ottawa is definitely the toughest team we played all year. And yeah. Tonight, you know, we outworked them, I think, and I think we were quicker to the puck, and they were just kind of skating around. They had a couple good breaks, and
after playing Ottawa, every team's going to be a cinch, so we just got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's positive. Be excited.
Except for maybe the Predators.
Excited.
We might have some trouble with the Predators, but you know,
yeah, right. I was just looking at the scoreboard here. The Predators went to overtime tonight, and they actually lost, like their first loss of the year. So they won 7 in a row, and then they lost their first game tonight. But
the Red Wings are always looking really good too. So
yeah, you keep talking about your Red Wings. I think you did that last time too. But that's all right, man. Detroit's all right, man. They're good. They're close, second closest team other than the Chicago Blackhawks.
They're my business, man.
My business. Okay, so Anderchuk scored twice, man. He was doing the thing, man. He had like a power play goal as well. So he had
nice.
he had two goals, and then that leads us into the last goal of the game here. Like, there was a little flip up from Vinny Prosville to LeCavier with the new goalie in.
Boom!
And LeCavier just comes in, man, and roofs it top shelf up to the left, man, right
just
over the new
goalie. Busted it in, right, like he did on that in that Atlanta game. Just
yeah,
busted it in. I love
exactly.
It.
It's one of his. Anytime he does his breakaway, man, when he goes high like that, like, I think he can beat the goalie pretty well. He's got a good wrist
There's
shot.
There's no stopping him.
He's a monster.
He needs to remember that whenever they're tied and they're going for the shootout. Jeez.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten a chance. Well, no, he got one chance, I think, but they had him last in line. And, like, if the other team scores twice and you don't score twice, though, the last goal or the last shooter doesn't get to go. So it's, I don't know. Hopefully we see some more shootouts, but they're kind of nerve-wracking, man, when you watch a shootout, man. It's crazy because everything just coming at you, like, in a minute and a half, man. It's crazy.
Well, anyways, the total was the 6-3, and we're
yeah.
winners, man.
Lightning wins 6-3, man. And they go on the season. They're 5 wins, 3 losses, and they have two overtime points as well. So they're 5-3-2. So that's not too bad, man. They're looking a little bit more forming.
Yeah, they're looking great.
All right, so I just want to go real quick through some of the scores. The Dallas Stars over the San Jose Sharks with 9 minutes to go, 4-3 in the third. So Dallas looks like they might win again, and San Jose is only 3-5-1 on the season. So, you know, I like the Sharks, man. They got Nabokov and goal, and he's pretty good. The Washington Capitals beat the Buffalo Sabres, and the Sabres are 6-3, and they lost to Washington. So the Capitals are 4-6 now. But I think we need to all destroy the Capitol. So. And the Nashville Predators, as I mentioned earlier, they lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Blue Jackets only won 3 games, so there's a lot of upsets tonight. Calgary and Anaheim play at 10:30. Carolina Hurricanes beat the Boston Bruins 4-3. And Carolina is 6-2 on the year, so they're doing pretty good as well. They're ahead of the Lightning in the standings. So.
I know. I can't believe we're behind the Hurricanes and freaking Florida Panthers. Come on. But Roberto Luongo is keeping them alive, man.
Dude, the Panthers, they have a good coach, man. They got the old Montreal Canadiens coach, Jacques Martin. And he's pretty cool, man. I watched the game last night on Outdoor Life Network. And if no one knows about it, every Monday and Tuesday night, the OLN, Outdoor Life Network, broadcast games, and they have a big one coming up next week. They have the Red Wings against the Chicago Blackhawks, and I'm interested to see that because I know the Blackhawks have a lot of young guys and also Javi Bulin in the goal. But every Monday and Tuesday night, man, for those who have Outdoor Life Network, it's great. They have Bill Clement. They do it's you know, it reminds me of NHL Tonight, man. It's great, and I'm glad they picked up the broadcast.
They got to start that back up again. What's with that?
Yeah, well, I don't think ESPN wants a contract with the NHL, but they're going to see all the goals scored, and hopefully the buzz is pretty good about it, and, you know, maybe they'll pick it up again. But I know on SportsCenter, Barry Melrose and John Butchergrass have a little thing. I think it's every Thursday night for, like, 10 minutes. They give them, like, a 10-minute segment, but that's not enough, man. They used to have, like, 2 nights a week they had games, and it's kind of sad. Hopefully it'll be back.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to do, like, a little recap here of everything, Jay?
We win Lightning Strike.
Lightning Strike again. Yes, they do. So, that's about it. Hopefully everyone is safe. And I know we had the hurricane. We had a lot of people evacuating from South Florida coming up to my area, like the Orlando area. So, hopefully everyone's safe and enjoy the next day, and we have a game on Friday, so we'll see you guys then.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. Bye.
So long.
I wanna live in the city with no friends and family.